I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission Monday, September 17, 2012 to order and call on Mr. Finley, if he would, to offer an opening prayer. Mr. Finley?
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. Thank you for the blessings you give us. We thank you for the rain we had this past week, and we just again, thank you most of all for your son that you sent to die upon a cross for us. We pray to the Lord that as we go about our daily lives, that you would help us to be ready and willing to share the gospel message with others, dear Lord, that they'd be able to make a decision to turn their life over to you also. We pray to the Lord for wisdom this morning. We know that in your scriptures you tell us that if we pray for that, you freely give it. And we just pray that you'd give us guidance and all that we do in decision-making and at this level of the government, state level, federal government, just pray that you'd be with all of those, dear Lord, in making decisions that, and that you would be involved in those decisions and just help them to do the things that you'd want them to do. We pray to the Lord for those that are in harm's way, dear Lord, that maybe they're even having struggles today, that you'd be with them. Pray for those that are watching over our freedoms. Just lift them up, lift their families up, and just pray that you'd be with them. We know, dear Lord, that many need your healing hand also, and we want to bring those to your attention. We know especially we'd lift up Helen and Gary, just be with them. And we just thank you for the many blessings you give us, but we just pray your guidance. And these things we ask in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for
all. Previous meeting minutes. Motion to approve. Previous meeting minutes dated September 10th with corrections and changes.
Is that the only one there?
Yes, sir.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve previous county commission minutes of September 10th with corrections and changes. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed nay. Motion carries. Accounts payable.
Before I make the motion, Danny, are you comfortable with that one invoice? You want to set it out?
I can't get in touch with anybody. You want to just hold that one for
me? Yeah, if you give it to me, I'll include that in the motion. That'd be fine. All right. Motion to approve accounts payable checks 330509 through 330600, holding out check number 330521 for more information. Also in this motion, approving warrants 5678 and 5679. There was no transfers or journal entries.
I'll second the motion with some discussion.
Sorry.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve checks number 330509 through 330600. With the exception of 335-21, because we need more information, warrants number 5678, 5679, there are no journal entries or transfers. Discussion?
If we find out the if there was light fixtures or something other than the what's listed on that bill, I'll be all right with approval on it. I don't know how you want to do that, because we're going to meet again.
You want to bring this back up?
You want to bring it back up later today?
I think that if we just include it in what is approved based upon your question, that we can do something.
Okay.
And according to the invoice, there won't be any late fees for another week or so.
All right.
Let's pick that one.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Agenda requests review. Nikki?
Good
agency. There are several requests. The first four are items that you had requested that we just leave on there just as reminders.
On number four,
I have a question about that too.
If I'm not mistaken, we've made it clear that we're waiting for a document, correct?
Correct. Okay. That's one of the four. The other one is property where the lift station is out by our gun range, and I believe we asked for a survey just including just the lift station, correct?
That's number six as an item.
Gotcha. Sorry. Yes. Ron, that's right. Ron, number four. So we're waiting for a document from...
Number seven, have they requested a meeting with the commission?
If yes.
So, why don't we go ahead and set that up?
That's fine.
You want to do it on Monday next?
They are requesting October 1st.
A meeting for October 1st?
That falls on a Monday?
Yes.
That's okay with me.
That's
okay.
Fine.
Do we want to talk about the number eight in an executive session meeting today so that it says ASAP if it's a personnel issue and just take it off of there?
I don't know what it is, actually.
Well, if it's under the personnel part of it.
Is there people involved? I mean,
Dixie's requesting it.
Why don't you get with Dixie and see, and if it's not personnel, just schedule it and we'll discuss it.
Yeah. Okay.
If it's a specific person, then that's how we need to take it up. But.
Right. But I thought we could take it up today if it is.
If it's specific individuals, we can.
Yes, because we've got personnel for today.
Okay.
You know what I can't hear you, right?
I think I know what it is. ASI has given us a notice that we can extend the flex plan expenses. We normally right now cut that off at January 1 by doing a memorandum, something to that effect. I don't know what it is.
If it has anything other to do than that, we'll have to schedule it. But I was thinking it might be a personnel issue.
So we need to post it then, it sounds like.
Yeah.
But that's fine. Monday or Thursday, I don't care.
Thursday.
Anytime on the approval of exec session minutes is fine with me. So whenever you can schedule it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just get them to us ahead of time so that we can read them.
I have them.
Oh, you've already got them?
Mm-hmm.
You guys want to set them up for this Thursday?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay.
We skipped over number seven. I'm fine with that update.
Well, yeah, October 1 is what she said.
I thought that was parking also. Is parking October 1 too? Is number 5 October 1?
Well, we hadn't talked about
that
yet.
No, their request is regarding November 5th and parking.
Lynn. It says block off parking off the side of the building. What does that mean?
Over here.
Oh, out here.
On the side, out by the flagpole.
But it's on our property. It's not on the street, right?
Right.
I don't have any problem with that. So that judges can pull in?
Correct.
Is that our property?
Out here on the parking lot.
You're talking about the parking lot.
Not on the parking lot.
You're talking about the street between here and the buildings.
Right.
We can't, that's not our property.
That'd be a discussion with the city.
Yeah, that's not ours. So we can just take that off because we can't approve that.
Okay.
Number six, did not we order a new survey with HDR? Danny, do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Split.
To split just that access road and whatever the footprint is of that lift station.
Yeah.
What they have right now.
So you're waiting on the survey.
Can you double check with Mr.
My question about that is, you're talking about just splitting where the existing plant that's there.
Correct.
But don't they want additional space?
They do. They want it all.
But aside from having it all, if we could have them define for us what additional space they need rather than having it all.
Well,
because I hate to resurvey again after we survey it.
That's fine. I just, in that discussions, they don't know exactly what they're going to do with that property. And so just to close out that piece of business, to transfer that property, that's why we had talked about just surveying that section off, just to be done with it.
Okay.
Because that's one of the last two deeds we have to. And then once they decide what they want in a footprint, then we could have that discussion. But there's a lot of stuff.
Was it Doug that did the survey prior?
Yes.
Yes.
And I believe we gave Doug direction, but if you would follow up with Doug.
Okay.
Tell me about number 10. If the statutes require that, in fact, she gives us a presentation of X amount, then we need to set that up?
I thought we received an email that said it was not requirement.
I know, but that's not what this says.
Right.
Set up for October 1st.
That's fine.
Anything else, Nikki?
Would you like anything else posted for Thursday?
Sorry?
Would you like anything else posted for Thursday?
Executive session minutes. You have that on for Thursday?
Yes. Anything in addition of what we talked about at this point?
Unless something comes up later on.
Also be thinking there are going to be certain boards, their members are going to expire.
I just had Amy, and I haven't opened it yet, run through that for me last week and has a presentation. I'll forward that to you two guys on what those boards are and what positions are coming up. So
I just want to keep that in the forefront of your mind.
That packet I sent you, take a look through that. It looks like it's a billing.
Okay.
And then if you would, give them the correct person to send that to. 911 discussions. Mr. Woolery. And young lady.
You guys can sit right there if you want. Just the microphone, that's fine.
How are you, Tammy?
Good morning. I've asked Tammy to come with me. She's been highly involved in this whole project.
Dave, there's been emails going back and forth, some between us, some between Mr. Erickson, between Tammy, some between yourself, regarding exactly what we're doing and what we're bidding. There were two different issues of, I'm recollecting. The first was because 911 was involved in the overall phone bill, et cetera, and we were advised by counsel to bid that practice even at this late hour. So we're in the process, as I understand it, of doing that. Is that right, guys?
I believe Mark is working on it, yeah.
That was one. The other was the possibility of a consultant to work with us on 911. And what we'd like is some further clarification regarding that. I think the first issue, well, if you have comments about that too, that's fine.
I can address the first issue.
Excellent. Go right ahead.
What the first issue was about was the contracts are up with the CenturyLink, which is our phone provider. And since I take care of the phone bill and the trouble tickets and work orders, that's they've been asking me what the status is. Mm-hmm. And currently, the maintenance contracts and all the other service contracts have expired. So they want kind of a heads up on how long that will be and if they can look at being part of the bidding process, or if you will be considering that as a sole source.
Okay. I have not had an update from Mark. Have you guys?
No. Or I haven't, anyway. Danny?
No.
I know we've asked this before, and this is just kind of an aside to this discussion, but your handling of the phone bills, et cetera, that come into the courthouse system, that's taken a lot of your time, isn't it? And that's time that's being taken away from 911. And I'm not talking an hour or two a week. I'm talking days within the week.
Yes.
As I know we've talked about this for some time, should we not pursue lifting that from under the auspices of 911 and placing it in somebody else's hands?
Yes. I mean, I think there's been some discussion in the past about that. And so my thought was, when going through the budget process, make a transition from now to the end of the year and then start a new fiscal year and then switch it over to, I guess, IT. We haven't decided where that's going to end up. I mean, a lot of businesses put that in IT, but we can see if that's the best spot to put it.
Sometimes it doesn't take very much time, but a good majority of the time, it's probably 50% of my day.
Yeah, we're not talking about just taking a bill and sorting out who owes what. We're talking about when a phone goes down or a line goes down or lightning strikes or there's any kind of problem whatsoever.
Yeah,
it's you that handles it.
I used to enjoy storms, not anymore. I think how many phones are going to be out. So, yeah.
I think we should move that direction, but I think we just need to have some transition conversations before we just make that decision. But I think that's where it makes sense to do, especially in light of the direction we're taking 911. There should be a lot more work in 911 administratively, I think.
Correct. And at this time, as of with going with the phone system, right now, and I know other offices get calls for offices that aren't theirs. You know, what day do I have court, such as that, and we have to transfer calls. But on election day, our auto attendant crashed, and that's the phone number that you can call in and press this, and it's got the phone tree, press one for this and two for that. Since it crashed that day, I went ahead and had any overflow calls sent to my phone because I didn't want it to crash again. And so basically what happens is we've got six ports, and if more than six people are calling in on the auto attendant, it comes to us. And so we've been documenting the calls that come into our office, and it's considerable.
So that's 6 ports for the entire system?
Yes, and that's something that in the process of looking at bidding or going with CenturyLink or whatever is decided, that's something that probably should be looked at because it's a considerable amount of calls.
Is port one line? Does port help me out? Can 7 people call from Branson at the same time?
Basically, I've been told if 6 people call and use the auto attendant and are in the system at one time, then that 7th person is going to roll over to somewhere or to nowhere. And I chose it to be somewhere to that way they get somebody. Mm-hmm. And by the time I figure out where they need to be within our entire system, then we can transfer that call to that particular office that needs that caller. So that's what I understand. That's what I've been told by the tech. That needs to be clarified because I don't.
Not only clarified, it needs to be changed. We can't operate a...
Well, if we can do that in this bidding process, apparently that we're getting ready to go through.
That's my recommendation for that.
Who within the county system, you mentioned Mark, is handling, and where are we?
That's what I made a note right here. We're going to get Mark in here, find out about the contracts. But Mark and I had met about that about 2 weeks ago and laid out some of the concerns he's had about the 6 ports and all that. But I don't have an update, but I haven't asked for one either. So,
well, we have to discuss. See,
has Mark talked with you at all?
There is some reasoning behind the information on the 6 calls coming in at one time. It would be my recommendation that you get in touch with CenturyLink, let them make a presentation to you on what the availability is for more calls to be to what offices and so on and so forth.
Well, I think if I remember back from those days, this is 3 or 4 years ago, there was some recommendations from, at that time, Gary Morgan, the IT, and there was equipment put in to support that. I don't know I don't know all the details. I remember Gary talking to us about a big picture presentation, but what we were presented and what was installed, I don't know if that's the same thing. That's what Mark is. I know Mark was looking into that because he and I talked about that whole design. I'm sending a note to Mark right now. We'll probably put him on for Thursday to have a discussion. That's going to be my recommendation that we have some of these discussions on Thursday with Mr. Erickson.
Do we want to move to the second issue? Dave? Good morning.
Good morning.
We are having internal discussions about where we're at and where we're headed. So, for one, I was unable to give Mr. Erickson direction specifically when he asked me because I'm not sure where that's at. So we're asking you if you rehash some of that with us.
Okay. So what I'd like to do, be glad to do it this morning and appreciate the opportunity to do that. I thought I'd just cover a little bit of the history and the progress to date, where we're at, and where I think we're going to be shortly. And I would go back a little ways and just mention that I was brought on board to develop the plans and to resolve the 911 challenges concerning revenues and expenses. It's not a good picture. part of that was to get a progress to date is that we are agreed to consolidate the 911 dispatch from the original 9 dispatch locations to 1. I think that's a big step, and that's a big part of expense control. The next one is revenue. And we're very close to a recommendation from the stakeholders, I think, on revenues. And once that recommendation is made, then it's going to be a decision on the part of the commissioners concerning how we're going to, what changes we might work to accomplish in the area of revenues. The board, the 911 board, and the staff have been working to develop data and organization plans for operating a centralized dispatch operation here. And that's gone about as far as it can go without a decision on revenues. And so that's why the question of revenues is really important at this time. Concerning the consultant, I think the progress to date on revenue recommendation has basically, once we get that recommendation, I think that will basically conclude my responsibilities as we have discussed, you know, I committed to the planning stage of 911. I'm not particularly interested in managing the implementation, and I hope I've kind of made that pretty clear. That belongs to somebody else who's younger and more ambitious than I am. And so, also, we've discussed that this needs to be managed, I think, by either, my thoughts is, but managed by either a new 911 director or a consultant on an interim basis here. And I've kind of settled on the idea that a consultant, to try to bring in a consultant at this time, it's a little premature. I don't think the project is long far enough for us to advertise for a new director or to entice a new director to come in. So that was the basis for my recommendation on considering at some point to bring in a consultant. I think once we get the revenue decision settled, then we'll be in a position to design the, what we call them, RFQs or P's, whichever we use. I think at that point we'll be in a position to really identify and design a RFP for either an individual consultant or a firm. And there's some pretty good firms out there that have been through this, had some experience with this, and I think that would be my recommendation at this point in time. So that's kind of the story.
Danny, Jim?
If you, the way I'm understanding what you're saying is that you and the stakeholders have decided that the best route to go is central dispatch.
Right.
Okay. Was aware of that, but I'm just actually directing that for the attention of the record. The location is through emails and this and that has been discussed. And so the process of moving forward with that. And when you talk about revenues, you're talking about different stages of revenue because we're going to soon be depleted mm-hmm. with what we have. And when you're talking about revenues, you're basically talking about a tax. And unless you have some other form of revenue stream that you're looking at, and the only other thing would be GCR to pull
right.
GCR, and that's going to be a strain on everything. So as we discussed when this thing first came up, Dave, the centralized dispatch is something that needs to be done whether there's a tax implemented or not. And so just as one commissioner, not knowing what these other two gentlemen are, I'm ready to move forward on whatever that cost factor might be on centralizing the dispatch in the one or two locations that have been talked about. And the less expensive one at this point is the one that I would be considering. And without mentioning those, well, that's where I'm at on the situation.
Dave, on the consultant, specifically regarding the consultant, the concept or the thought of the consultant would come back with a detailed plan of how to move forward, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in having conversation with you and then hearing Danny, and we've had a lot of public conversations about this anyway, we pretty much know the recommendations from the stakeholders are going to be to consolidate with the funding source. But once that decision is officially made from the stakeholders, which is probably in October, is that when our next stakeholder meeting is?
Early October.
Something Correct. Like that. Once that's recommendations done, the way I understand what you're saying is your role, as you see it, will be ended because you'll have the official recommendations, and that's where a consultant would, a company, an individual, whatever, would take it and start laying out more accurate costs. Is that correct?
I think pretty close, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure what the process will be, but...
And that's why we're getting the consultant, for them to lay out the next steps.
Right.
Okay. Well, I'm specific to the consulting perspective, I'm all in favor of moving forward. And with Mr. Erickson here in the conversation, he kind of has a better idea of what's needed to draw up a bid spec, I think, to at least start the process. From my perspective, I see the need for at least go out for a bid for that.
What, did I not hear you say just a minute ago that we're not ready for the consultant as yet?
I think the decision on revenue will be critical to designing what we want the consultant to do.
So you're saying don't go out for a consultant until after the October meeting, then?
If we can make it general enough, we can go ahead, yeah. But, you know, I guess I'm thinking of the block that the board and the staff ran into in developing plans as the source of what the decision on revenue is really going to be critical to what direction we go. Now, if we don't have to identify that to the consultant, if we can make it general enough to where he knows, okay, you're going to take the decision of the commissioners and you're going to design a plan to do whatever the plan requires relative to what the decision is on revenues. That's kind of long-winded. But
may I ask you a question, though, Dave? And you're meeting with the stakeholders regularly, individually, so it's not in a public setting. So individually, you know the pulse of each stakeholder, I would think, better than you or Tammy would know the best versus the commissioners. So the concern I've got is if the commission decides sales tax is an option, then X amount of stakeholders will participate. If we decide not a sales tax, do those same stakeholders participate? I mean, does the landscape of participants change based off of the what you feel the revenue source is going to be?
I think that we'll know when we get into the stakeholder meeting in October. I don't think I'm sure enough to make any kind of a guess on that.
Okay.
So I think we'll know more after the stakeholder meeting.
Well, and then I guess my statement that would be is let's not go out for bid. If you think the landscape potentially could change based off what the decision of the revenue source is, then it's going to be hard to bid out something if it's a moving target, basically.
And that's kind of what I was thinking.
Okay, so just wait till after the October
Wait till you get the recommendation from the stakeholder, and it'll be shortly after the October stakeholder meeting.
So we'll get a recommendation probably in...
The next month.
Writing or something?
A letter,
probably. Okay.
Now, is this a... as you have your stakeholders meeting, which we've been to, we've attended some of them. Is this a one or all vote? Can someone step out of the process, or is it going to be a the 911 board as it's set up now? And the stakeholders, is it a decision that will be unanimous? Or if somebody votes on it, if it's six against and four, I mean, four for it, and you know what I'm talking about is if there's a split, do those stakeholders drop out of the procedure?
I'm not following you, Danny, I guess.
Okay, when you vote on it, do you vote on it as a whole and the decision comes to us? If someone in the, that is one of the stakeholders, or two of them, vote that they don't want to go central dispatch or to have the tax implemented as a revenue source, then does that make a difference? Will they split off away from everybody else in the 911 system if it's implemented?
I have two comments on that, I guess. Number one, I'm approaching the stakeholder meeting on the basis that we have agreed to consolidate.
Okay.
That's not an issue.
Okay, that's not an issue.
Right. As far as what a stakeholder, a particular stakeholder decides once the vote is taken, then I know that's up to the stakeholder. I guess I don't. It's a voluntary participation, I guess. But
and if I'm not mistaken, when Christian County went, they all went with the exception of one city, and then that city turned around later and has said, "Let us in. This is a better way of doing providing services."
It was basically that way. A little difference in the process. That city was already had 911. They went 911 individually several years before the county decided to implement 911. And so the county process was to set up a new 911 system. And at that time, that city decided, I guess, not to participate. I'm not sure just how that happened. But anyway, that city stayed out for a while after the county established a county 911 system. Subsequently, they petitioned the county to bring them in.
That was what my question was, and I kind of circled the wagons to get to that point, but that's exactly what my question was, because at one of the stakeholders' meetings that was brought up, and the conversation wasn't carried out in length, but it was also made, we could sit in the same position. There could be stakeholders drop out.
Could be.
And I don't know what control we have on that.
Would it be prudent at the next stakeholders' meetings that we not sit there so they have more freedom of discussion if, in fact, they're going to bring a plan of action, if you will, to us?
I don't know if I have an opinion one way or the other on that, Ron.
Would you find one for me? I'm not right now. I'm just thinking that they might, the other stakeholders, be more at liberty to speak if we're not sitting there.
I've not approached that with any of the stakeholders.
Okay.
And so, and I don't know that it would make a lot of difference. As you have experienced, the stakeholders are pretty bold in that meeting.
I've experienced that.
And so I don't know that it would make much difference to the stakeholders. I think that would be your choice.
And the 911 board, they're in accord with this as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I wonder if at the same time that we receive communication regarding the stakeholders meeting, we might also receive something from the 911 advisory board.
Most of the advisory board members are on this, are in a part of the stakeholders, but we'll do that.
At one time during those meetings, you correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought you asked yourself for a letter of intent or an obligation letter from each one of the stakeholders. And there was a couple that didn't want to do that right at that particular time. And that was, I think that was the second meeting that we had at the Ambulance District that that you asked that question for a letter of intent. You're already past that phase.
Yeah.
But here's where I'm at, is we need to... We've got to do something about 911. We all know that.
Right.
We're in a downhill slide, and where we get there is very important to this county as far as providing the service, and the funds aren't going to be there to provide it. And we start draining it from GCR, which is already stretched to the limit. Then other services will have to be cut. So we want to have you send this to us in a form or a presentation letter from your meeting. I don't want to be present at it because of what Ron said. Actually, that's the way I feel about it. You can bring the message to us. Let us make a decision on what we think is the best approach from what your letter is, to pursue a consultant or to go ahead and implement.
I hadn't planned to have the consultant part of this meeting. I'd be glad to do it if you want.
For us to make that decision, that's what I understood you
to
say.
Okay, I'm with you now.
For us to make that decision, when you bring the information from the 911 meeting that you're going to have in 1st October?
Yeah, it's early in October. It's Tuesday.
We're looking at October the 10th is what we're looking at right now.
Okay. So October 10th is what you're looking at?
I have to send out an email to make sure, but we've got the location is available that day. So October the 10th is what I'm looking at.
Okay.
The recommendation letter, as I visualize it now, will deal only with revenue. What system of revenue, what revenue plan would best fit 911? And we boiled it down to a single issue just to get the project moving.
But consolidation is coming.
Yes.
And we're also going to talk during that process about the revenues to keep us whole and healthy for the future.
Right.
Okay.
What revenue stream is best to advance the project, to get the project going again? Keep it going.
Okay. I know we're going to have a whole bevy of financial questions and decisions during the budgetary process, not the least of which is the General Assembly's failure to move on a House bill, which would have left intact revenues that we're receiving currently. So I know that there are a number of counties now that will be forced to put a use tax for out-of-sale vehicles, et cetera, on the ballot. So that may be something that a number of counties are looking at for April, and a discussion we're going to have because we're losing $250,000. And when we lose that much money, my fear is, I might as well just tap on it, what happens to the special tax that was put in place to pay the jail bond issue?
Right.
As that decreases, that means we're going to have to come up with funding out of general county revenue, because it will no longer carry it. Anyway, so we will look forward then to hearing from the stakeholders and from 911 advisory board as well, and try to mull all these different things over. What I'm trying to think ahead of is dates. Mm-hmm. So maybe there could be some discussion about that too, just preliminarily.
On dates? Or
if there is another funding source that's going to be recommended. Anything else? Thank you, too, very much.
Thank you
for your time. Appreciate it. I know it's a busy day.
Tammy, I want to work with you, too. We'll work with you on what we think we should do in the future regarding what you're handling for us currently with the phone bills and service. Thank you.
Okay. Yes.
Funding agreement, change order for the city of Forsyth. Mr. Kress. Good morning.
Good morning. Great.
I believe this is the final request. Last time this was before you, you asked that it be put in the form of a change order so you guys could have something to sign. So I had HDR draw that up in the form of a change order.
This is basically the same thing, but it's just in the form.
Yes. Last time I think you guys indicated, and I'm sorry I didn't make that meeting. There was a mix-up on communication on the time of the meeting.
Does it have a number on it so I can make a motion, Ron?
The net increase from the change order is $12,000, correct?
Yes, sir.
This has already obviously been requested by the city of Forsyth. It's been approved by the sewer district itself. Nathan Easley has signed it, and they're awaiting our signature. If I sign this, I think we're going to need to take this to upstairs to Nikki for her to pursue the other signatures, attesting to that.
Is there a change order number?
And 001. Which one of you would like to make a motion?
Go ahead. You got
motion to approve change order 001 for the Forsyth funding agreement. City of Forsyth funding agreement.
Second.
Motion has been made and second to approve change order 001 between the City of Forsyth, Taney County, and Taney County Regional Sewer District for the clarifier rehab.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's called?
Yes, sir.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed say nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. And also, since I'm here, if I can help accommodate you on the parking request that you were mentioning earlier. I didn't hear the whole story about needing a place to park for the judges. I'd be glad to provide a schematic in a day. If you could email me that, I'd be glad to take that to Chief Gates and try to get that done for you.
Lynn, was that the day of election?
Election day.
Election day.
No, it would be
day before election.
Okay. Yeah. But you can email me a schematic of what you need.
She'll take care of it.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
See ya.
Taney County Airport parking lot.
Now, I've asked that to be put on, and this really could go on to a discussion with Road and Bridge a little later on, but I was at their monthly board meeting. They brought up that the parking lot is starting to show some disrepair. We had did some patchwork out there, and then we also did some island removed some islands out there where the lights were, and they're starting to show some pretty good wear at the parking lot, and they just wanted to bring it up to Taney County's attention that if we don't do some preventative maintenance, and if we don't do it now, in a few years, we may be looking at a significant repair bill. And so I was just going to bring it up for us. I don't have any prices or anything. They don't know the formal way to ask for.
Randy?
I mean, one of the things they just mentioned is that possibly if they could even get a bid or something for a seal coat on top of it, something. But I don't know if you've even talked to Mark Perrin out there at all about this, Randy.
I haven't, but I'll be glad to go meet with him and look it over and bring back some.
That's all they're asking, is it just something like that?
I'm wondering if they chip and seal in that with a particular business that's there. I'm a little bit concerned about that, but I think it's the cheapest process that we could do that would solve the problem.
Well, I don't know how bad it is. I mean, just a slurry coat or something. I don't know what we do preventative that would buy extra years on it. I don't know. But I also thought about chip and seal, too, with the car rental place. I mean, they're not going very fast. I wouldn't think it would be that big a deal. But if you wanted to at least check into it and give us some options, that's all I was going to ask. I didn't say that we were going to pay for it. Didn't say we were going to do anything. I just said we'd look into it.
Right.
Excuse me. What I said was I'd bring it before the commission, and we would decide if we're going to take it forward to look into it.
Before being out there a lot, whenever they were having the other meetings and when we did the changes before, if we don't do something, then we end up with a great big cost and we have a patchy perspective on the parking lot now. I mean, it's kind of checkerboard where things have been taken out. As a matter of fact, there was a place where the new road went in that was busted up pretty bad, and we went out and had to fix it. So check into what cost of chip and seal from the county would be along with the other bids.
Sure, if you could do that, that'd be great. One of the, I just since, and this is not, how did we list this thing? Tankana Airport, common parking lot. They also just want to let you know, I don't know if you've been out there or not, they did the, they just completed the remodel of the Avis car rental area. I don't know if you guys have seen that. Mark Parent, in an effort to cut utility costs, have disabled the middle two automatic doors. They did a little environmental study and found out that a lot of their heating and cooling was going out the big doors when people would just walk on the sidewalk outside, not coming in the building. Disabled meaning they still work. They're still open and locked during business hours. They just don't, they aren't automatic now. And then where the Avis was, they did a remodel down there. The Avis paid for a remodel that enclosed their area, which should save, Mark is estimating $1,100 a month in utility cost savings per month for the airport now by him making some of these changes. So that remodel is complete, and business is very good for Avis right now out there, and as well as the other two vendors and all that. Anyway, that's the update, but if Grant, you'll get with Mr. Parent, that would be wonderful.
Managed Print Services, Mr. Erickson. Good morning.
Good morning. Present.
I think I actually requested to put this on there. This managed print services bid has kind of evolved over time since we first started it. We laid out specifications, and then it changed according to as we found more information, which traditionally I believe, fellow commissioners, normally we were very specific on what we're bidding, but this situation, it was a very fluid situation where I almost feel like we're at a point now that learning more information about the process, and Ron, I think you brought it up in a different meeting, I'd like to pursue my thoughts on this is to reject all the bids and then get some information and then possibly go back out for rebid in the near future. When I say reject all bids, I'd like to see us look at the cost of buying all new equipment and then turning those units over to a managed print services company and starting with a clean slate to see if that's more profitable, not profitable, has more savings for us, more cost effective, I should say, versus using our existing old equipment. I mean, part of this process, we found out we have some pieces of equipment 13 years old that is very, very inefficient and costing us maybe more per month to maintain than it is just to buy a new machine. So my thoughts are to reject all the bids and start over again. But I just that's why I posted this item to talk about.
Jim, I would be in favor of that with one exception. We have I'm thinking three offices that have a need for copiers now.
Right.
And if there's some way that we could let those go ahead and pursue those, buying those copiers and include them in the, however that, whatever that number is, include them in the bid later.
Yeah, and I don't want to prevent any office from being productive. So if they need to make, if they can't wait, then I 100% say they need to move forward. But my hope is that, and I'm fine with that, Dan. My hope is that, Ron, you could, Mr. Erickson, you could move forward quickly to find out off the state list if there's a list, if we know what the approximate prices are, and you've got some information there already, it looks like.
Yep.
To see if it's cost-effective to do what I'm thinking.
Well, we know this. From the one office, which is the circuit clerk, that obviously it was cheaper if she purchased from
right
the state bid, because one company actually put that in their bid
right
for the machines that are needed, I think, currently. There might be something else, but Ron would know that. And I agree with Dan's sentiment. If we could move forward and help those offices. But in so doing, when we relet for bids, if we reject this bid, we need to incorporate that into the bid.
Absolutely.
When this machine explodes or whatever, you're going to replace it as part of whatever the bid is.
Right.
In other words, I don't want to lose a step.
Right.
We're doing this to save money.
I don't want to lose a step on it.
I agree.
We just move forward with. Could we get a number on those?
The problem with the officers in question that need the machines is they don't have the money in the budget to purchase the machines in the year 2012. We have a capital improvements line item and other expense that we could utilize. Is that what you're suggesting?
That's exactly where I'm coming from, and that we go ahead and let them pursue.
I mean, they're going to work through you around anyway, aren't they? I would like them to work with the
department. Do we have a number on the number of?
Of course they're going to work through him because they don't have the money to purchase. So
I guess that's true.
Let's
let me go with the motion to reject bid then. I'm going to move that we reject all bids for Managed Print Services bid number 201405-182.
And I'll second that.
Motion has been made and seconded to reject all bids reflected within bid number 201405-182. Discussion.
Just a couple comments. I want to thank the board that we put together, the advisory board internally. They've really helped define what we're really trying to get to. They've been a great help. So I just want to make sure that they were mentioned there.
Well, do we need to make another motion concerning these other copiers that need to be bought, or does that need to be handled through purchasing?
You can just run with it.
Okay. I'd like to know the number on that whenever it comes in.
Okay.
I would too.
I would like to thank Ron as well for all the hard work and the committee that's been involved in this, and add that the comment that was made when I sat down with the committee upstairs was they didn't realize that, in fact, the county could be forthcoming and purchase up front, which is why the bids were received as they were. It is just an option.
Right.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Courthouse roof. Mr. Erickson.
Officially request that you formally instruct me to put that out for bid. The roof leaks, it's in bad shape.
Are we talking about a total repair, or are we talking about a whole new roof or spot
replacement
work?
Replacement.
Replacement of the roof on this existing facility, correct?
Yes. Correct.
I'm in favor of you going out for bid for the replacement. I don't want to do any more repairs on this thing.
Amen, brother.
Oh, I'm in accord. Danny?
I just have one more comment is that we might be able to pay for this with using some people's funds too, I think. And I think you're aware of that. So
yes.
And I know this is not going to be a cheap solution, but it's the right solution.
Well, we certainly don't want to run into the same situation we just tried to correct here with the Managed Print Services and throw something out there where we'll have vendors submitting lower cost options regarding patch this and patch that. I think previous to my tenure that has been explored with less than adequate results, so that's why I put the word replacement in, will be the key word in the bid.
Ron, we did have a difficulty. The reason there is some patchwork done, and just because it was put out for bid for replacement once, and we didn't have any bidders. That's several years ago. I don't know if that may be before.
We will this time.
Yeah.
I'll see to that.
Move forward on that, Ron.
Okay, thank you.
Before we go to the next item, could I ask for a five-minute recess?
Let's stand in recess for 5 minutes.
Thank
when we
you,
come
sir.
Back, we'll be having a staff departmental update with Road and Bridge.